I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles, and no, I don't know what's going to happen next either.
That's useful.
I've got plans, do I? No, God, I don't have plans. I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, and I'm joined by some players whose names I've forgotten. Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. I don't even know who
Wait,
you are either.
I don't know what's happening, who I am. I'm just in one of those moods today, guys, so if I do just start rambling, just tell me to shut up.
Yeah, we can get away with everything!
Do whatever you want, sure, yeah. It's gonna be, that makes for great storytelling. Let's stop delaying the inevitable and cue the theme tune!
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative.
Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No guts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every
inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success will rest upon the dice.
No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is No Small Roles.
So, exploring Kral's underground tower, you begin to unravel some of his history. Piecing together scattered notes, it becomes clear that he had some dealings with Rumath Tarabor, having passed him a ritual of some kind, and that Kral had sealed himself away due to the paranoia of a divination sickness. In an alchemical workshop, you discovered shrunken ingredients and the same opalescent oil found in the Knocking Point Brewery. And after dealing with a living ooze, you headed down into Kral's bedchamber, a site of filth with timeline scratched into the walls. There, in a secluded alcove of the room, was a plinth that transported you to a communication chamber with mirrors that showed other mage towers. One contained a disturbing creature who watched you all from the shadows with a grotesque grin. Not finding answers on Kral's possible phylactery, you returned to the notes you had found, and at a moment of realization, Gaia surmised that the divination table itself was the very thing you were looking for.
Dun dun dun.
You were all stood in Kral's bedchamber with these notes. Gaius has just exclaimed, "It's the table.
We need to go break it then, don't we?"
"Absolutely.
Immediately.
Let's go."
It's easier said than done. Are we just going to walk into the manor?
Yeah, we got to break into that place because we've been really good at that before.
Well, it's a matter of urgency. The jig is up. There's no more pretense, no more hiding. They know that we know, I guess. It's a matter of life and death. Kral could be attacking the town for all we know. He has to be stopped.
Okay.
We're certainly not doing much good just standing here. How long is it going to take us to get back to town, though?
Yeah, we have no idea exactly, like where north is, like, where the hell we are. We just...
Don't we need to follow those tracks in the other direction where the cart was coming from?
Yeah, that hopefully leads back. We think that's the way they came.
Should we walk and talk?
Let's walk and talk.
Mm-hmm. So you all climb up the spiral staircase right back to the top room with the hole in the ceiling, clamber up the wooden plinths, not plinths, plaques that have been like laid out.
Planks.
Planks, that's the word. No, there's nice little plaques that just got like, here light. No.
That's a nice blue plaque. Crowl lived here from 1701.
But you make your way out, right the way down to where Bessie is. And it's still kind of mid-afternoon by this point. You've had a good exploring of the tower, but of course you were only sent there in the morning anyway. So it's like, yeah, lunchtime, midday. It is starting to rain slightly, which is going to make the journey less comfortable for you all. But Bessie doesn't seem to mind the rain. She's quite happy. She's just chewing on some grass while she waits for you.
Bless her. Bless her, Bessie.
How heavy is the rain?
At the moment, it's just a drizzle, but the sky does look quite dark, so you can imagine it's going to get worse.
Or maybe you should get a march on.
Yeah. Juno, do you want to have a go on Bessie?
I'll have a go on Bessie, yeah.
Could we perhaps get another guiding bird to send us as the crow flies direction?
Are there any birds around? Any small creatures, Dungeon Master?
Make a quick investigation check.
Yep. 14.
14. There aren't any birds, but there are squirrels again.
Oh, squirrels.
That's good.
So I think I'll get on Bessie and we can start walking. Mm-hmm. I think we can't afford to waste time and I'll say, hello, squirrel.
Hello. Hi.
Is this the right way to Tillisham, the way we're going now?
What's Tillisham?
Oh, God. it's a town. It's probably the nearest big town to here.
Oh, with all the people?
With all the people, yes.
It's that way, I think.
You think?
What? Yeah, I've never been there.
Do you want to come with us?
Not if there's a lot of people, no.
All right.
Okay,
well,
thanks.
Thanks for your help.
That's all right. Do you have any food?
I've got a couple of berries. There you go.
Oh!
And it sort of scurries down to where you're like passing it on a tree and like takes the berries out of your hands. Nibbles one.
Oh, I don't like blueberries. Thanks, though.
The squirrel seemed confident it was this way.
Okay, good.
Lovely.
Well, it's good that there's wildlife here, because
yeah.
If there weren't any, well, of course, that's an obvious sign that Crowl has marched in this direction.
Yeah that's true.
Mm. So, obviously, we're walking and talking whilst we're discussing.
As you're sort of, walking along. Yeah.
So we need to go and break up this divination table and destroy his phylactery. What else? Is there anything else that we need to make sure we're doing?
Go back for Rowana.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think if I'm honest with you, that's, I don't know, Juno. It sounded like when we left, it didn't go that well for her, and she seemed to know it.
I know, I'm not, like, delusional, but I think we need to go back. If there's a chance she's survived, we need to go back for her once we've done this tabling, and if the worst has happened and she's not there, then we need to go back to check that everything's all right in the circle. Because Kral at that circle does not sit right with me one little bit.
No, not at all.
There was something Rowana said when we were asking her about the doctor, saying that the doctor hadn't come into the woods, but we heard the guards say that the last lead they had was that they saw the doctor go into the woods, so I'm not so sure we can trust the guard either.
Yeah, where I come from, we call the guard feds, and you can never really trust the feds, you know. They might be telling you one thing, but instead they'll be telling you another. It's crazy.
I'm inclined to agree. They did say they were very vague, very guarded with their wording.
Well, let's go back to town. Let's get rid of this table and then get out of there.
As we're going, can we, DM, can I be looking out for the ingredients for the antidote to gallows cough?
Absolutely.
I made a note last time to remember to do that and forgot.
I'm going to help you so you get advantage on anything.
Whoever wants to, make a survival check with advantage because you're all looking.
Okay. If you don't mind.
Go for it.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't sound good.
That's an 8.
An 8. So, even amongst all of you, you're not necessarily entirely sure what each of the ingredients look like. You do manage to find some pears, and you do manage to find some more blueberries. And you find some garlic, uh, not, not garlic, ginger is the other one you do find. You find a little bit of ginger root. But yeah, the Allium, the Whorehound, and All Heal, none of you are necessarily entirely certain on what that is or what that looks like. So any of those three, you're at a loss.
So three more to find.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, I think they're the harder ones to find. We've got the ginger and the fruit.
Yeah.
Well, it's a start.
So we've got the makings of a lovely cordial.
A nice pie of some description. It'd be lovely.
Yeah, but, that'd be beautiful. That'd be some lovely lunch. Tuna can work wonders with that.
Oh,
yeah.
I can.
DM, can I keep an eye out for
bad things?
Not the sound of birds and forest life, if you know what I mean. Like
the absence of sound.
Yeah. I was going to say the same.
Yeah, yeah. Make a perception check.
Okay.
With advantage, please.
With advantage. Yeah, yeah, because you're listening along. Yeah.
Okay. God, I needed that. Well done. I rolled a 16, so that's a 19.
19. You're quite happy that as you're walking along, there is enough ambient noise around. At no point during this journey does it ever duck back into the same absence of sound that was toward the henge and around Kral.
Yeah, that's what I'm just more conscious of. The guy's got like a force field of dead space, dead literally everything.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. The journey back, though, it does take you some time. It's probably about 6 hours altogether.
What time of the day, then, do we arrive? Oh, are we arriving? I don't know yet.
Well, that's the thing. If you're quite happy to carry on, like, pushing along the journey without stopping, then you'd probably arrive back at about 6 or 7 at night.
Would anyone else like to spend some time on Bessie? I feel quite bad. I'm feeling quite fresh.
I'm all right walking. I'm fairly used to walking, it's all right.
Well, I mean, if the alpha's there.
And maybe there's room for the both of you. I mean, how big is Bessie?
There was room for me and Guy.
Yeah, two people.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. So you can both ride Bessie.
You come and join me up here, Guy. I'd like that a lot. You sit behind me.
Okay, I'm just going to wrap my arms around her midriff and just be like, wow.
Juna gives Gwen a wink.
Brilliant.
Yes.
What would Juna Gaius be? Gaius.
Gina.
Gina.
Wonderful. So do you stop at any point? Do you push on? Are you going to be taking a rest before you reach town?
I mean, it's not massive, but I've lost about a quarter of my hit points. It depends how battle-y we're going to get.
What's a hit point?
Oh my God, Ben.
No, I'm so sorry. Ignore me.
I'm not feeling 100%, but I feel quite comfortable in Gaius's arms, so I could quite happily sleep here.
Does Juna have a little nap in Gaius's arms?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I love that.
Amazing. Yeah. You can use your hit dice in a short rest.
What does that mean?
So as a level 3, you've got 3 hit dice. So at a short rest, you can roll them to regain hit points.
Cool. Yeah, it's 1d6 is by my hit dice, yeah. So can I roll a d6?
And you also get to add your constitution modifier.
Cool.
If only there was a beginner's guide that could help me with this.
There we go. That's our next beginner's guide.
Not just like a guide, but maybe like, you know, charismatic people talking about it.
Yeah, that would be really handy, yeah.
Do we know anyone charismatic?
Nah.
I've seen Gaius's stats. It's not.
Yes, his performance skill is worryingly low.
Don't you cast your spells with your charisma, though?
Yeah.
Good to know.
A short rest was all I needed. I feel so rejuvenated. Do you know what? That was a lovely little nap. Thank you, Guy. I really appreciate that.
That's all Bessie. She's magic.
Is she?
The secrets of this horse.
I wish I could talk to her.
Juna does a flower check to find out if Bessie's magic.
Oh, no, it's to find out what guy's true feelings are.
That's what the flower check's for.
We don't know what the flower check's for.
Is he coming on to me? Can I smell his aura? Oh, yeah,
good flower check. Oh, yeah.
Can he smell my flower?
Oh my God. Whoa!
And that's where we're going to end tonight's
session.
The end
of the 10 minutes in.
Right, okay, so yeah, having travelled, Juna's had a good couple of hours sleep on the horse. You've slept in worse places. By the time when the path starts leading out of the forest, what you notice is that it's at, like, one point you had to cross like a shallow bit of a river, so you've actually ended up on the north side and come out not far from the shrouded chapel. You've actually come out like around the other side of it.
Ooh.
So whereas like beforehand you'd walked along the river, this time you've come out like round the back, so you're more the cemetery side of things.
Can I see the shrouded lady figurine?
Like it's like the back of where she of her, because okay. She's sort of like perched atop the main doorway, and you're the other side of the building, so you can see like the top of her wings and her head, but you can't necessarily see the full thing. What you do notice as you sort of come round the edge of the cemetery is that there is a woman there with she's a sort of chalky skinned half elf woman. She's got a white blonde bob, pretty plump frame, but she is dressed in, I don't know if, have any of you ever been to a shrouded chapel before or know about the like the reverence of the shrouded lady?
In research perhaps in the past.
Yeah, what kind of places would we have heard of her?
She's a fairly like commonplace god. Like everybody is aware of her because she's like the goddess of life and death and things. So there are these little chapels and cemeteries. Well, most places there are cemeteries. There's normally a reverend stationed there as well. But yeah, whether or not any of you have visited lots of cemeteries or necessarily had any connection.
I don't think so.
No.
I think we must have one in Pryden, but I don't think I would have visited it a huge amount.
Might have glanced over it in a book or two, but I never paid much attention to it, no.
If the chance arose to see one, I think Juna would on her travels, but she wouldn't have, like, made a point of going there, necessarily.
Yeah. Well, enough that this woman is dressed in traditional reverend gear. So she's got a black shroud around her shoulders. She's actually got, even though, like, you can see her blonde hair, she's got a veil over her face, almost like a wedding veil, but it's black. But yeah, if a few of you have got enough knowledge of like things, that you're aware that is just the dress of the reverend, not necessarily like anyone in mourning or anything like that. Anyway, what is strange about seeing her there is that she is stood by a few graves that have been turfed out, and she is inspecting the area. She is waving some incense around it just to make sure that it's consecrated again. But yeah, she stood by these graves outside of a bit of a crypt as you pass.
Good evening, Reverend.
Hello.
This is an interesting sight. Have bodies been moved from the cemetery?
I'm afraid they have, yes.
What's the reason for that?
I don't know that, unfortunately, but they've been taken.
They've been taken?
By whom?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, so I'm just making sure that the place is consecrated again, because I don't want any other bodies getting up and walking off.
Getting up and walking off, you say?
Nervous laughter.
Do you know who they were? Who were these bodies that have been taken? Who were they?
Oh, they're the poor Trovel family. They've been dead quite some time now, unfortunately. Gallows Koth got them. I don't know if you know Dahlia, the housekeeper up in the manor.
We do, actually.
They're her parents and her brother.
Oh, God.
Parents and her brother, eh?
Dear Reverend, when did you notice the bodies had left their resting place?
Oh, I only noticed this morning. I do take a stroll and talk to the residents here in the cemetery.
Was there anybody else here who may have like moved around at all, around the crypt or around the like where the bodies were stored? Are you the only person that's been around here, ma'am?
I mean, many people come through and sort of visit loved ones, sort of take a moment.
Sure, but have you seen anyone this morning? Are there going to be like footprints or anything like that that's going to be of other people going to the crypt?
Well, I mean, I didn't really think to check, unfortunately. I've been more concerned with preparing the ritual to make sure that everything's safe here.
Yeah, of course.
You don't seem very alarmed that the bodies have gone.
I mean, it is a worry, but there's not much I can do if they're up and gone. They're up and gone.
But, I mean, has it happened before? Have other bodies just got up and gone? Does this happen?
No.
This is the first time?
Yes. And, I mean...
Insight check.
Yeah, make an insight check.
Great call.
11.
Yeah, she seems to be telling the truth. There's an air of, like, I've heard it in stories, but it's never happened here. So when you're saying before, she's like, well, not before with me, but... Like, I know other people that have come back from the... Not, I don't know other people, but other people in stories have come back from the dead, you know. The Shrouded Lady moves in mysterious ways. Sometimes she brings people back. But she's sort of, as she's sort of like waving this incense around, she says, yes, the main point is that if somebody has bought them, made them wake up, as it were, that's not something that necessarily we're supportive of here in the Shrouded Chapel. So I'm just making sure that it was an unfortunate grave robbery, or they have gotten up of their own volition, and that the others don't follow suit.
Can I check for footprints?
Yes, you can. Yeah. Make a survival check for tracks.
17.
17. So you have a good look around, and obviously she has walked around the site a little bit, so there is a bit of that, and there is a little bit of back and forth elsewhere. But outside of the grounds of the cemetery, as you sort of explore a little wider, you do find not necessarily footprints, but tracks of dirt have like sort of left the cemetery and followed the path that you were following anyway.
Towards the town.
Towards the town and the manor, yeah.
Are there any squirrels?
There are no squirrels about, unfortunately, in the cemetery.
Birds?
Make an investigation check for birds.
As we're looking around this cemetery, can I see what seems to be the Vondel's crypt?
Yeah, make an investigation check to find it.
17 for birds.
17. There are a few ravens dotted about, especially closer toward the chapel itself.
I'd like to approach the ravens, please.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to say to them?
Good, it's evening, is it? Good evening, ravens. Mm-hmm. Hello there, majestic
right.
beasts.
Hello.
That is an excellent raven voice. I just was wondering, if it's not too much trouble, if you've seen anyone round here doing any grave robbing. It's all very suspicious.
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Last night? Do you recall what they look like?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Are you, could you tell me, please?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah. They were a woman? Was that a woman?
Like, one raven turns to the other raven, the other. Yeah, a woman, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Wearing all black. Yeah.
A woman wearing all black, was it?
Yeah.
On her own?
On her own, yeah.
Oh, and what does she do with the bodies? Do you know?
Oh.
Made them small.
Oh. That is very interesting, ravens. Do you have raven names, or is it all right to just call you ravens?
Just ravens.
Ravens.
You couldn't pronounce it.
Try me.
Oh my God. Well, I'm... and this is...
Did I get the pronunciation right?
No, I'm and he's yeah, they're close enough, yeah.
It's lovely to meet you. Do you eat berries, or do you eat pears or ginger?
He's giving away all your ingredients.
Berries.
Have a couple of berries each. Not all of them. Don't worry. Not all of them. Just have a couple as a thank you.
They do. They hop down and sort of like take them out of your hand.
Interestingly, it was a woman in black, I'm assuming Dahlia, who has made the body small and taken him into town.
Dahlia?
So they've been using more of that oil, that special oil that makes things smaller.
Wait, hang on. I think we've missed the step. So did the bodies get up, or did she dig up the grave, then shrunk them so she can carry them herself?
Did she dig them up, or did they walk out?
Yeah.
Enkidu, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to guess that she dug them up, but don't know.
Oh, you missed that, Miss Setthorn. That little intonation there, was that unintelligible? Okay.
No, they just said yes. When I said, did they dig them up or did they walk out? They said yes. Ravens don't talk the same as us, Enkidu. We just have to accept that, yeah.
I think I will, thank you.
CSI Tillisham, everyone.
So they must have been, They must be using the brewery equipment to brew more of this oil, I'm assuming, so they must have vats of it. Well, potentially. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. Oh, by the way, I rolled a natural 20 for my looking for the
Vondel
thing.
The die was charged.
There is a few...
Oh, plus one.
Obviously. Plus one, amazing. Like monument-type crypts that have got big old statues on top, and they're clearly for either more noble people or for the longer lived families that have like existed in Tillisham for a while. And so finding the Vondels crypt is actually very easy, because especially as it's got their three thistle symbol on the front door of it. Yep, it's a very nice crypt made out of sort of greyish stone, like sort of like the doorways decorated with more thistles and flowers and things carved into it.
Does it have the name of Lord Vondel?
Yeah, go inside.
Did it begin with an F? Okay, I'm going inside.
Freddy
Vondel.
Is it Mopper?
No. So it does have his name. It's got like sort of quite a few Vondel names, but none of them begin with F. The one that you through dates you realise is probably his. Just reads Lord Reskan Vondel. Reskan, R-E-S-K-A-N.
From like looking around, does it look like anything's been disturbed in here as well?
No, this place actually looks pretty. It almost doesn't look as if anybody's visited here for quite a while either.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not to say that it's necessarily neglected, but yeah, it doesn't look like it's... Yeah, that anyone's been in at all.
How is it laid out? Like, is it like... Could I find where Lord Vondel's, like, casket would be, like, under a... Mm-hmm. Has he got like a stone bit around it or something?
So yeah, the this one is partly laid out a little bit like a mausoleum, but partly with like freestanding coffins as well, but like stone coffins, mm-hmm. Sarcophaguses. So yeah, around the walls, you can tell that there are like some family members and some treasured servants even have been buried in here, sort of siblings who aren't necessarily the Vondel name. And Lord Reskin's is one of those that is in the middle of the room. And there's about sort of five or six, mostly the lords or the ladies that have been sort of in charge for an extended period of time, enough to have like had an effect on guiding the Vondel name in some way. So yeah, his is a fairly basic stone thing with the thistle symbol on top and his name chiseled into it.
And does the lid look loose at all?
No, you try and give it a lift, it actually feels really solid where it is.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah, like it's not been tampered with at all from what you can tell, especially with that investigation as well.
Okay, well, keeping this knowledge in my mind, I kind of wander back out to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick question. Are we able to, the graves that have been sort of dug up from the other family, I mean, does it just sort of look like they've been, were they just normal regular graves that looks like someone sort of dug up with a spade sort of job?
Yeah, having had a good look at it, it does look as if like a grave digger of some kind has been at it.
Yeah.
It's not that neat a job, which is why, like, the Reverend is a little bit like, I don't know if they've come out or whatever. Like, but you're fairly certain that it looks like someone's dug them out as opposed to the ground being pushed up and out.
Okay, so the worst hasn't happened yet, as what we all immediately thought. I think
they've taken the bodies, but they're not necessarily wandering around.
We don't know what, maybe for experimenting before they attempt to know. Yes. We better get it. We better skedaddle, gang.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you for looking around. It's very inquisitive bunch you are.
We should have asked this before, but what's your name, my darling?
Reverend Noeth Ritolin.
Noeth Ritolin, that's a nice name.
Thank you. It was my mother's name before me as well.
Oh, that's nice. Was she in the order like you?
No. She was a local. Sent me away for training, and I thought if I were to come anywhere, I'd come back here.
Aww.
You must have a real connection.
Shall we?
It's a lovely town, this place.
Yeah, we want to keep it that way.
Insight check.
If you want to do another insight, you can, but she seems to be telling the truth.
I'm joking, man, joking.
We need to worry about this woman. Let's go. There's a lich somewhere with an army of dead animals.
We don't know her secrets. We don't know her secrets, guys.
Lovely to meet you, Noeth.
And I would, yes, I would definitely make sure you do your ritual on anybody who had gallows cough. Seems like a good plan.
Yes, of course. I mean, I'll protect the entire cemetery. No undead coming in here, or out of here, or however.
That way.
Are you sure there's no time for an inside check? No, I'm kidding. Let's leave.
Yeah. Do you all move on?
Into town.
Yeah.
As we're travelling in, Gwendolyn's just going to share what she saw. I went into the Vondel crypt and it seemed as though there was nothing, there was no disturbance there. So I'm thinking that perhaps Dahlia's acting on her own, you know, out of her own interests.
Mm. Well, we saw the book in Matrim's place. We didn't see it in the main house, did we?
Perhaps they don't know that about what the book does. Perhaps the Vondels don't know about it.
That's true. Matrim might have just found it in Kral's place and keeping it for himself. Might not be anything to do. We've made we've jumped to conclusions.
Or keeping it for Dahlia to get her parents back?
Yeah, precisely.
I think it might be worth going and stealing that book while we're going back.
Maybe we need to go to them first. Perhaps we could somehow blackmail them to getting us into the house?
Or stealthily sneak in and take it again.
I think we go in and we see the lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Enkidu, by the way, I picked up this book in Kral's place. And it's you speak this... This kind of language, don't you?
What is it? Is it celestial?
I think it is, isn't it, DM? Mm-hmm. I just picked up like a gnarly book, literally that adjective.
Yeah, I can have a good attempt at it, yes.
Yeah, just like, you know, a bit of spare time reading when you're free.
Yeah, when the time calls for it.
Yeah.
That's right. As you sort of move around the Shrouded Chapel, follow the path toward the manor, the bridge comes into sight. And by this point, the sun's gone down, like it's getting dark. The rain is coming down a little bit heavier as well. And as you round the chapel, you catch sight of the bridge and the little pathway to the gate of the manor itself. And there is a lot of people, pitchforks and torches, gathered outside the gate.
Oh my god!
It's on!
And they are angry, they are shouting, the pitchforks and the torches they are waving in the air, there's a lot of flames. Everyone seems really pissed off.
Before anyone moves, this is an opportunity. One of two things, I'm thinking. One, we can talk to the locals, see what they're upset about, or use this as a distraction to slip into the manor.
I vote plan B, yeah.
Oh, that is sexy. That is sexy. Yeah, I like plan B.
I like plan B. Although, can we hear roughly what they are chanting from this far away?
That's a better idea, yeah.
It's stuff like, you can't hide in there forever. You need to come out and answer what you've done. That kind of stuff.
What have they done?
Perhaps talking to them quickly to find out what's going on. You'll be able to find out a bit more that way before we send them in a certain direction.
Can we see Iris in the crowd, by any chance?
Make a quick investigation check.
Or can we see Jenny in the crowd?
Oh my God. Make an investigation check as well.
She'll tell us what's going on.
24 to look for Iris and also to make sure that Jenny is not there.
19 for Jenny.
19. So the two of you looking, you can see both of them. Jenny is closer to the back of the crowd and Iris is closer to the front because he seems to have led it somehow. You're welcome to push through and chat to him.
I'm a bit tempted to.
As we're approaching, I'm going to kind of wave towards Iris to the...
Is this back to
Iris?
You?
Hello?
Yeah, he seems to be sort of half turning toward the crowd and half staring out, but he does catch you and he just sort of waves back.
Can we beckon him towards us? A little.
He seems to be kind of caught up in like riling the crowd up himself, but you are, like I say, you're welcome to like push through and see, like get close to him to chat to him.
I'm gonna go and chat to Jenny, so I'm not gonna push through.
I'll start pushing through the crowd.
I'll help kind of like clear the path a bit more for Orin because I'm taller.
Yeah, amazing.
I guess the sneaking plan is kaput.
Well, not necessarily. We just need to find out what's going on with them first.
We're not trying to hide from these people.
Come with me, Enkidu. We'll keep our cover.
Well, if she talks too long, I'm going to miss the step out of that bitch. I'm going
to... you can do that, Enkidu. I don't mind.
Oh.
Guy's just going to keep Bessie at the back.
So, those of you pushing through to Iris, as you get close, he's like, yeah, it's just unfair, and it's bang out of order. He needs to answer for what he's done. You lot, was convinced you'd died out in the woods. What happened?
No, we're good. We're good. We're okay. We've made it in and made it back out safe. What's going on? Why are you all here?
Stalin's hiding up in there.
Stalin is?
Yep.
Why is he hiding up in here? What's he done?
Turns out, no, I don't want to, like, get there before you guys got there. He's nicked all my stuff. And worse than that, he's gone out and attacked other people as well.
What? What, he's the one that nicked your brewery?
Which one? Who's he again?
He's the captain of the guard.
Oh, what?
It's Im, Matrium, that Dahlia, all of them. Like, they've been here, it's, all
We've
of
all
them.
Been working together?
Yeah, going around, knocking. Captain Stalin, he's the one covering everything up. Now, we can't trust the other guards, so we've locked...
How'd you find out?
Well, what's her face? Pine. She went out to find her friend, didn't she? Turns out... they hadn't killed him as much as they thought they had. So he told her everything. She's come back with him, wounded, and as soon as Stalin's realised the jig is up, he's running here and they ain't letting him free.
What?
Holy shit, what? It's a Fed cover-up.
At the back of the group, as Juna approaches Jenny. Jenny's like, Juna, you have never guessed what?
What?
I found Drania. I mean, I didn't find Drania, but Drania returned up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, carrying her friend. Do you know what that friend that never turns
yeah.
up? Yeah. Covered in blood he was. He'd been stabbed.
No, who by? Yeah.
And all his goats nicked as well. I mean, who nicks goats?
Yeah. I don't know, that's
yeah.
bizarre.
So it turns out, and we think, oh, who's this then? And it's bloody Captain of the Guard, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Captain of the Guard. And he's gone around and he's been nicking everything. It turns out he's nicked the breweries. It turns out that he's probably lying about where the doctor is. He's killed her too, probably. That's what I think,
Juno.
You think
he's killed the doctor?
I'll be honest, when you didn't come back, I thought he'd killed you too.
Oh my goodness. Can I do a check? It's not that I guess an insight check to see if she's bullshitting that he's probably killed the doctor.
Make an insight check.
Not that I think she would lie, but I think she'd get a bit carried away.
What are you saying about Jenny?
18.
Yeah, so it is one of those like gossip things. She actually doesn't know
mm-hmm.
whether or not he's killed the doctor. All that she knows is that he's the one that told everyone the doctor went into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So she's like, well, he's the one that's responsible.
So no new information.
Yeah.
That is absolutely atrocious, Jenny. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
June, Miss Septhorne, I think we need to go.
Well, so then Iris, right, he had the meeting because he was like, what are we going to do about it? Like, he's the captain of the guard, isn't he? And then they went to the guardhouse and we told the other guards and they're like, well, we can't arrest the captain. So we locked all them up in there and he ran off.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Jenny, do you know
so
what?
Now that's it.
Jenny, it has been lovely
I'll
talking
tell you what, Juna,
to you, but we do have
I'm
to
I'm
going to
be in charge of this
NQD.
Town by the end of the night. That's what I think.
Are
I'm
going
to be in charge. That's what's happening.
Well, I would vote for
I'm
you.
I'm done with all these people telling me what not to
Jenny,
do.
Jenny, I would vote for you any day.
I'm an
DM,
honest.
I cast Mage Hand and I clasp it around Jenny's mouth.
Oh.
I'm like, very sorry, need to go. And I pick up Juna. I pick up Juna and like I run back to wherever I can find Gwendolyn's bonnet. I'm like, where is it? Yeah. There it is, over there.
Enkidu, you don't need to be carrying me. I can actually... No, Enkidu, could you put me down, please, Enkidu?
Sorry. Okay. Calm. No, I'm not calm.
Did you hear what she said, Enkidu?
I heard what she said.
We're breaking in, right? We're stealthily breaking in.
We have to go right now.
Yeah?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I assume we are pushing our way back out of the crowd.
Yeah, like the group of you like sort of all meet up again just outside the crowd. Because guys, you've got Bessie as well, don't you?
Yeah, I've just been observing from afar.
Oh, Blimineck. We've got Bessie. How are we going to sneak in with Bessie?
Tie her to a tree.
Oh no, Bessie's going over that wall, guys.
Why don't we give her to Jenny? Jenny will look after her.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Hey, Jenny.
Okay, I mean, they're storming a manor at the moment. I don't know if it's the safest place for a horse.
No, that's true. I'll just find a nearby post that's, like, quite convenient, and I'll just be like, okay, here you go, and I'll give her some rations just to leave her be and let her have some food. Good girl,
yeah,
good girl.
There's a space, like, actually closer toward the chapel itself, sort of in the grounds of the chapel.
Okay, love you, good girl. All right, bye.
Hello there, dedicated fans of No Small Roles. It's that part of the show where I tell you to follow us on social media. We are on Twitter and Instagram at No Small Roles, and on Facebook, just search No Small Roles. On our socials, you will find the line art for our official character designs by the incredibly talented Sophia Murphy. Well, I say you'll find it on our social media. I only got as far as posting it on our Instagram. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this, I have managed to do Facebook and Twitter as well, but apparently there just aren't enough hours in the day. Who knew?
Time seems to be constantly running away from us at the moment, both in-game and in real life. So in order to give ourselves a chance to catch up, to stop our brains from exploding, which none of us want, and to ensure that we keep making this podcast sound as good as we possibly can for your ear holes, we are working in some breaks for ourselves. So next Sunday, instead of a continuance of this storyline, you will instead be getting the hotly anticipated No Small Questions, where superfan Sam asks myself, Daryl, and Ben the questions that you asked us on our social media. The week after, so Sunday the 1st of November, we will be back into the main storyline, and once this story arc is wrapped up, we'll then be releasing No Small Questions Part 2, where Sam poses your questions to Vicky, Chris, and of course our DM, David. So lots of things to look forward to. A bit of extra time for our poor little brains will be very, very nice indeed. That's all from me for now. Let's take you back to Tillisham.
So, the lot of you sneak on round to your favourite vines and climbing one. Spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
jump on over fairly quickly. Where are you headed in the grounds?
Well, we should head to the divination room first, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I guess... Do we need to try and suss out where they all are? If they've gone into hiding, do we think they've gone into the bunker?
Highly likely.
Oh, would they have taken the table with them as well?
Do we go past the Matchrooms and Dahlia's place on the way? Like, is that on the way to get into the main place to go to the divination table anyway?
It's not quite. It's sort of like the main manor is sort of ahead of you, but the Hunter's Lodge is to your left.
Okay, so we can go straight for the manor.
Yeah,
my eyes suggest, because we could see that we could see the lights and all the colours and the... Did we see the table from downstairs?
You couldn't see the table itself. You could just see the lights of it being used.
And it's quite dark, so...
Mm.
Can Orin see it with his goggles? Would he be able to see... Because he'd be able to see through the wall, so he'd be able to see if it was still in there.
Yeah. I can only see 30 feet.
We need to get close.
Yeah, we need to be close.
Okay, so we're sneaking across right towards the manor.
Yeah.
Right?
As close as we can get, and to see if the table's actually there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, are there lights on in the manor?
No, there are no lights on.
Okay. I think maybe we just get nearer, and maybe we try and let ourselves in the back door.
Okay.
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 Stealth-like. Let's go.
Yeah, stealth-like.
Yeah. Everyone make a stealth check.
Yeah.
Sneaky stealth.
21.
Ooh.
16.
13.
21.
9.
Looking for some security sticks, is that one?
snap.
No, between all of you, that's a really good average. So, yeah, you sneak across. Are you heading for the front door, or are you heading for the servants' quarters around the south side?
I'm keen for servants' corners personally, but I can be convinced otherwise.
Yeah, sure.
I agree with you, Juno.
I'm happy to follow. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you sneak around the house, get to like the kitchen entrance, sort of sneak down a few steps. Again, there's no lights on inside there, which it's still fairly early in the evening. It's probably about 8 o'clock roughly at this point, so it's dark, but you'd expect people to be up and around. And the servants, the kitchen door is not locked either.
Oh, I am going so, right in that door.
And you're in. And the little arcane flower bed that was on the side, that's gone. You can see, actually, having a quick look around, that the kitchen looks empty.
Oh my gosh.
They've moved to the folly.
Yeah.
So don't think the table's going to be in here.
Oh yeah, do we think the table's going to be
I
in
doubt
here?
It.
Nope.
I don't think it's in here, but we should probably check.
We should check.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think with the emptiness of the house, like, I'm up for just running.
Yeah. But if it, can I just grab June and just be like, hey, yeah, I get you. We got to go. But the thing is, they might have one of those arcane eyes looking around again. So yeah. We don't want to get the drap on us.
That's true. Or like those alarm stones. Don't set off any alarm stones either. We know what those look like now.
It's like speedy, but keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep our eyes about us as we move as swiftly but carefully as we can through the corridors and the stairs. Please.
Swiftly, carefully, observantly. Yep.
Can everyone make their own perception checks just for to be aware of your surroundings and any movements and things like that?
Oh, I'm rolling so good today. 17.
11.
7.
12.
Glad June is rolling well.
19.
Guy's rolling well too.
Yeah.
How much do you all stay together? And how much do you spread around? Because as you sort of move up the stairs towards the ground floor, you do realise, again, that everything does feel like it's been cleared out. The paintings are gone off the walls. The some of the bigger pieces of furniture have gone as well from the ground floor.
Ooh. I'd imagine like there might be like just I don't know, the Akita might be taking steps three at a time and then wait for everyone just to be cautious at the top of the stairs. Like, okay, there's nothing here, let's go.
I think the emptier the house, the less careful Juna is being.
Having not explored the house, really, I'm going to be following Juna because Juna seems to know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not keeping an eye out for myself as such, but I'm just being aware because Juna's leading the pack. I'm just looking 5 feet ahead of Juna and just being like, is there going to be a tripwire? Is there going to be this?
And there doesn't seem to be any kind of trap in that way. They've not left anything behind. What you do realize is that a lot of the locked doors that there were before, they're all unlocked, and a lot of them are sort of half open as you're moving through. Even as you make it up to the first floor, the study itself, the door is already ajar.
Let's open it.
Open the door.
Yep. So you run into the study, the Lady Von Dell's personal study, and it's empty.
Of course,
it is.
The table is gone. The wands are gone. The books are gone. All of her notes.
Orin, I know time is of the essence. Is it worth us checking out that book in Oskin's room before we go to the folly, as we're so close?
I had exactly the same thought as you, Juna. That, like, maybe that's been forgotten. Mm. Like, it's a book that they might have thought is of no consequence. Yeah. That might have been left here. I think we need to go up
what
and
check.
What
book is this? What are you talking about?
Oh. The book we found in Oskin's room.
He doesn't seem to see what significance it is about.
It was just an interesting history book, as far as he was concerned.
It may have been the diary that we found excerpts from.
Mm.
That's true. That's very true. I hadn't thought
Let's
about
have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you rush on upstairs even further. You find
little red door.
The little red door. Child-sized red door.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a very normal-sized door.
And as you enter, the room is empty. The bed itself is even gone.
Wow.
To the folly.
Is there a dinner tray?
Oh, the vomit is still there.
On the floor.
No, it's empty.
Is it worth just looking in Lady Von Dell's room just before we formulate our plan?
I think it's going to be cleared out.
I think it is, but...
Yeah. I think they've taken everything. They've taken the bed.
What about Trimmed? Maybe Trimmed left his pawn.
Or a letter to you, Gwendolyn.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh.
But maybe. He did quite like me.
Something we could use.
Are there any other rooms that you want to explore? So, like, going to Trimp's room, any of the other
Gwendolyn's going to go and check in Trimp's room just in case he's left her anything. Yeah.
Make a quick investigation check.
Ooh.
Natural 20.
Hey.
Plus one.
So, from Trimp's... from the view from Trimp's bedroom, it's actually another corner room. So you've got a view of sort of the northern ends of the ground, and you can actually see all of the people at the gate, which is quite nice. It's very like the room itself is again, it's empty, it's cleared out, but you do sort of the view of the chapel and everything does seem quite nice, especially as you're up on the second floor for him. You can also just catch a glimpse of the Hunter's Lodge, and there are quite a few different things that worry you from what you can see.
Okay.
First of all, as you look out toward the Lockholt Wood, you can just see some movement in the trees. And as you then glance over at the Hunter's Lodge, there is a small arcane burst of dark green energy outside of it. And there you see a brief silhouette of one person and some bodies on the floor.
Oh.
Everyone, there's some troubling things out of this window. I think Kral might be on his way with his horde of undead creatures, and it seems like some magic's going on with those dead bodies outside the Hunter's Lodge. So, and maybe all the people out there are going to get attacked by the creatures. Maybe we should warn Iris, maybe. Can somebody tell him that there's bad things on the way, and maybe we should go stop this necromancy?
Oh my god, Juna, that's your thing. Like, can you do that?
What, talk to people?
Well, maybe warn the townspeople that there is a horde of undead creatures on its way.
Can you send him a message? Send Iris a message. He seems to be leading this protest.
At least they already have pitchforks.
Oh yeah, how far away is Iris from us?
It's probably about 100 feet, roughly.
Oh yeah, I can message him. I genuinely can do that. I can do it up to 120 feet.
Hey, good stuff.
So I know what direction he's in, right?
Yeah, and like you've all sort of, if Gwendolyn's popped out, like you've probably like rushed back in and you can see the people at the gate, yeah.
Great, I'm going to point towards Iris and say, horde of undead creatures are about to attack. Danger. Please reply.
Juna, are you talking in my head? What do you mean? Undead what? What? What?
I point back. I know this sounds crazy, but There is evil magic going on and undead animals on their way. This is not a joke. Please reply.
Right. Where should I go? Good plans? What's the plan? Just kill them? Can I kill them? Can we kill them if they're dead?
I just want to know, is there a plan?
Well...
Please hold the line.
I mean, they could kill them and fight them if they wanted to, or can they... Can they come into the manor? Can we let them into the manor and they can hole up in here? Because there's nobody else in here, they're going to be safer.
Except other creatures coming towards the manor.
Oh, of course, they're coming after the divination table, aren't they?
Yes, exactly.
Like, the towns... They don't want the townsfolk.
Are they coming from the north side of the town?
Yep.
So maybe just tell them to go to the south side and go into the woods there.
Yeah.
Just get away, get somewhere safe.
I point back and say...
Yeah, somewhere safe, somewhere where they can defend
get
themselves.
Get everyone to safety on the south side in the woods. Please reply.
They're coming out of the woods, but we're going to go into the woods, just to the south.
Maybe not the woods then.
If I'm being honest with you, Iris, I don't know the answers, but I think it's important that you know what's happening.
Thanks, Juna. All right, we'll clear out. Thanks.
DM, to get to the manor from the woods, would you have to go through the town?
No, so the woods run on either side of the river. So the woods run the entire length of the town. They go on much further, and they do cross both the north and south side. So whilst you can see some movement in the north, you don't necessarily know that nothing is coming out from the south side.
You should tell them to, hole up somewhere solid, like the guardhouse or something. Or, you know, when disaster strikes, you go to the pub. That's the other thing that I've learned.
I point back and say, don't go to the woods. That was a terrible idea. Ignore that idea. Orin thinks maybe the guardhouse might be better. But it is going to be carnage for anyone who is out and about when they get here.
All right, we'll try and hole up somewhere. Might find a few basements and stuff to stick people in.
No, sounds like a good idea.
Right.
And then
thanks for the heads up, Juna.
I point one more time towards Iris and say, hopefully see you on the other side of this, Iris, and we'll have a lovely drink together, my young lad.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. There is a nervousness in his voice, but as you all watch, you can see clearly he's shouting something to the crowd, and then they all rush. There is a moment where nobody's really sure what he's talking about, but they all trust him enough that they all start moving across the river, across the bridge, back home, back towards different spots in the town.
I think we need to get to the Hunter's Lodge, perhaps as stealthily as we can to try and get the jump on them, but remember they had a way of getting into the tower with that key, so maybe that might be an alternative way in that we can sneak in, if we can appeal to their good side. I don't know if they have one.
Yeah, I think we've got to go and see what's going on there at least, haven't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. If that works for everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh God, Bessie.
Oh, Bessie! Oh.
There is nothing we can do. Let us move now.
Oh, God.
Is Iris still within Bessie. Distance of Juna's message, though?
Probably not by this point, no.
I'm going to point towards where Bessie is and be like,
oh my.
If anyone can hear me, take the horse.
The Reverend!
She's too far.
Oh.
She's too far, unfortunately.
So yeah, I've just randomly pointed in the hope that someone's head will pick it up. I don't even know if that's how it
works. Bessie's just sat there being like... Oh.
And Kidu's right. Bessie has survived worse, guys. Don't worry. She'll survive us all.
Yeah, she survived. She survived an owlbear and a week in a forest fire.
Right, yeah. Shall we go stealthily towards the Hunter's Lodge?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
You all rush back downstairs. Everyone make another stealth check as you head outside.
Oh my god, this is the best dice
ever. Oh my gosh! Oh.
What did you get, Vicky?
Natural 20!
Hey!
Nice.
Joining you in that club, Vicky, with a natural 20.
Yeah.
Hey, two natural 20s!
Plus three, though.
What?
We really understand what's at stake, don't we, Gwen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 18 for me.
9.
Lovely.
24.
What?
24. Oh. Absolutely smashing it. Enkidu is so distracted by everyone disappearing around him that he just trips a little bit and loses you all. No, you all head straight out, regardless of being careful, you head straight out the front door, round to the north side, and start rushing toward the Hunter's Lodge. As you approach, whilst it is dark, there are a few greenish glowing arcane runes scattered across the ground outside of it, and there are three bodies
moving towards a fourth who is scurrying back along the ground.
Scurrying back along the ground?
Yep. She looks like she's trying to get away from them.
Does it look like Dahlia?
Yes, it does look like Dahlia.
Oh.
From what you can tell in the dark.
Let's go help.
What?
Yeah!
How does Dahlia?
Well, she's in danger.
Oh, cut off her fucking head.
I mean, maybe, but I think the bodies might be about to do that for her.
Don't give a shit.
But she might be able to get us into the tower.
One of them stumbles forward and, like, grabs at her foot.
Those bodies aren't going to give us answers. She is quick. Oh,
Elder's Blast. Elder's Blast.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah,
go,
Gwendolyn
go.
Throws a dart
Amazing.
At one.
Amazing. Yeah, you two do that, and then everyone roll initiative.
Yeah!
Oh, I bet this is... Right, come on, baby. Give me the good stuff. Oh, I knew. I just had 2 20s out of it. I wasn't going to get anything good, was I?
Right, so what were your attacks, first of all?
For throwing my...
Throwing a dart.
Oh!
Yeah.
I was rolling for initiative, sorry.
Oh, no, you can do that because you said that before, yeah. Initiative. Oh, right. I'll let you have a quick attack
okay,
first.
Okay, cool. It was an Eldritch Blast and it's an 11 to hit.
11 does hit one of the ones at the front.
I see.
And I got an 18 to hit.
Also very much hits the same one or a different one?
A different one.
Different one. Cool.
Ooh! Sweet. 13 points of force damage.
Oh, glorious.
That's a big hit.
And 7 points piercing damage with my dart.
That is really good.
It's like Gwen and Enkidu suddenly went back to back and went, pow!
Yeah!
It's like they're working together today.
Nice.
They haven't pissed each other off yet today.
I know.
No, well done, guys.
Progress.
It's a whole day. You get a badge.
Get a little sticker. What's everyone's initiatives then? 25 to 20. 20 to 15.
17. Juna.
Nice.
16 for Oren.
15 to 10.
14.
11.
Gwendolyn, what did you get?
I got a 5. And considering I get a +3 to my initiative. Yeah.
Well, it could have been a 1. It could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
So, it is Juna's turn first. You're roughly about 30 feet away from all of the zombies.
I got a couple of daggers, which I've never really noticed. So I think, because I think Juno still really has that image of Gwen just sort of like going for its head. So I think she wants to do something in its head. So I'm going to try and throw a dagger at its head.
Amazing, make an attack roll.
19 to hit.
Ooh,
definitely hits.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going for the one at the front as well that's closest?
The one that's closest to us.
Cool, roll your damage.
Not going to be a lot of damage, but something. 4 damage.
4 damage. Yeah, that's a good amount. That's good. So this dagger like flies over Dahlia's head and just embeds itself in this zombie's chest. To be honest, this body is almost more skeletal than it is zombie-like. Lot less flesh on it. But it's Oren's turn. Oh, are you doing anything else?
No.
Are you going to move closer? Or
actually, I'll take like a little five foot step forward. I don't want to get too close to it.
So you're within 25 feet, so you could get there if you wanted to next time.
Exactly that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good shout.
Oren, it's your turn.
Yeah, I think following Juna's lead, I'm going to step a little bit nearer to the action. Just sort of move 10 feet nearer to the action, but not get...
Too close. Yeah.
Not too near the undead creatures. And pulling out his welding torch. I think he's going to fire it towards the one that's trying... There's one that's trying to grab at Dahlia at the moment.
Yeah. That's the one that's taking the most damage as well.
Cool. Okay, he's going to aim towards that one, and he's going to fire a firebolt from his welding torch towards it.
Make an attack roll.
17.
Definitely hits.
Yeah. 7 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
7 points of fire damage. So this thing starts burning up where it is and collapses to the ground.
Yeah.
And stays there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is fun. This zombie ain't getting back up. It's just lying there slowly burning. Dahlia is screaming at watching her father burn.
I just yell over sorry, I think.
Gaius, it's your turn.
How bad does Dahlia look?
She doesn't actually look that hurt at this point. She's managed to keep away from them enough, but she is on the floor and they're within sort of 10 feet, so they could get to her.
I am going to... I'm going to cast Thunder Wave, spin around the loot, play a chord, and then there will be another explosion. Oh, they have to make a dexterity saving throw, I believe.
Dexterity saving throws. One of them got a 6, the other one got a natural 20.
Oh.
Okay.
So I say the one further back is less affected.
Yeah, so the six.
Oh, that's a question. Yes. Have you moved around so that you're not hitting Dahlia with this?
Yeah. Sorry, I should have said that.
No, it's fine. I just thought I'd check.
Yeah, rushing forward, darting to the right, and then just about aiming it and strumming that guitar to the loot. And it's a 10 damage.
10 damage. So 10 for this one. If they fail their saving throw, they get knocked back as well. Is that right?
Yeah. So if they fail, yeah, they get pushed 10 feet away from you.
Cool. So yeah, the one closest to her gets pushed 10 foot back, and the other one takes the damage, but like still keeps pushing on.
Yeah, and he takes half damage.
Yeah,
so they're still like edging forward, this undead woman. It is the zombie's turn. One of them, having fallen over, sort of gets back up, lumbers forwards 10 feet again, so it's roughly in the same place that it was. The female one manages to get right the way up to Dahlia and makes an attack roll against her.
Yeah.
Hits and like just grabs at her leg, and then with the other hand just starts like punching into her side. And like she's trying to get away and trying to like, she's got her arms up, trying to like hold it back, but this undead thing is just wailing away against her. Enkidu, it's your turn.
How far am I from her? From them?
Probably about 30 feet.
I'm going to close that distance to 10 feet and hit it with another Eldritch Blast, the one that's attacking Dahlia.
Mm-hmm. Make an attack roll.
13 to hit.
Hits. Yeah, definitely hits.
That's 5 points of force damage.
Glorious. This greenish energy blasts out, hits it, that it sort of stumbles back and stops hitting her, at least. It is then Dahlia's turn, and she is just going to scurry backwards even more, especially with this thing having, like, backed off a little bit. Pushes back so that she's, like, past you, Enkidu, and stands up.
Make sure you stay there.
I'm sorry, I didn't think... Stay there. Gwendolyn, it's your turn.
Gwendolyn is going to get a bit closer, so she wants to be in between Dahlia and the zombies to make sure. And as she runs past Dahlia, she says, "It's okay, we're here to help." And then she takes another dart at the one that was going after Dahlia and throws. So she's kind of running and throwing the dart and assuring she's trying to multitask, basically.
Amazing.
Let's see how this goes for Gwendolyn. So that's 21 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
Yes. And that's 7 points of piercing damage.
7 points, glorious.
And then she's going to then close in the distance, and she is going to come in and she's going to roundhouse kick this same zombie.
Amazing. Make an unarmed strike.
Fuck, I shouldn't have used that dice. That is...
It wasn't charged.
Been left unplugged all night.
That's going to be an 8.
8 hits.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to do my damage, because that's what you do. That's 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
4 points of bludgeoning damage. Good stuff. Yeah, so you roundhouse this kick and this thing, and it wobbles a little bit as you've like clocked it in the hip. It is Juna's turn.
I'm going to throw my other dagger at the same one.
Amazing. Make an attack roll.
Yeah, that's it for my daggers. Unnatural 20 to hit.
Mickey's favourite thing.
Very nice, that hits.
Yeah! Also, I am rolling so good tonight. Very, so very on me.
These are USB 3.0 dice.
Yeah! 7 points of piercing damage in the head.
Amazing. Yeah, and this one, the dagger does, it whizzes past Gwendolyn. Sinks into this zombie's face, pushes her right the way down. And there's a moment that you think, I've done it. And then it twitches, starts pulling itself back up again.
Oh.
It is then Orin's turn.
Okay, at the expense of probably asking a stupid question, neither of them are wearing metal armor, are they?
Not armor, no.
One of them has two metal daggers in it, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Is that the same one? No, they're different ones. But there is one currently with a dagger in its face that's just getting back up.
Okay. I think Orin, having seen Gwen rush in by herself too many times and be taken down by things, is like, oh, she's done it again. And is going to run towards the one with the dagger sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as he does, he's going to sort of fiddle with his gloves, charge them up a little bit, and then he's going to grab hold of the dagger in the undead creature and try and ram as many volts of energy through his gloves into the creature as he can.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah.
Big fan.
Probably going to roll a 1 now. So. Oh, not much better than a 1. 11.
11, it hits. Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
Roll your damage.
4 points of electrical damage. Lightning damage, I think.
Yeah. So the... As you grab it, this poor zombie, this poor undead woman, is electrocuted so much as you can see the vaults, like, literally, this dagger is in her face. It's broken the skull, and you can see almost the vaults of lightning, like, bouncing around through her eye sockets. And the back of her head just sort of pops a little bit, and she slumps to the ground.
Okay.
I was not ready for that.
Yeah.
You just microwaved her brain.
Yeah.
And there's a strong smell of cooked rotten meat as well. Are you doing anything else, Orin?
No. It's just gonna just take a moment to kind of go. Okay. And that's it.
Cool. In which case, it is Gaius's turn.
So is there? There's only one left now, isn't there?
There's only one left, right at the back.
And she looks what? As is she dead?
The other one, the last one is as it looks. Like a teenage boy.
Oh, buddy.
Roughly.
Okay, I am going to, like, he's thinking about a spell to use, and in the end he's just gonna turn to Orin and be like, strum his lute and say, Orin, you're soaring, flying, electrifying everything inside. I'm gonna bardically inspire you, sir.
Thank you.
And then I will run ahead with my dagger and try and plunge it into the zombie.
Cool, amazing. Make an attack roll, please.
Okay, attack roll, attempting. That's a 13.
13 hits, yep.
Oh, cool, okay. And that's going to be a 5.
5 points of damage. It's enough to take this thing out,
yes.
Actually.
Yes,
cool.
And as you're there, you have flashbacks to taking out the zombie panther, which, you know, you got maybe a little bit too frenzied in that one. So in this one, you're a little bit more careful. You take your time. You get it in the, like, just under the chin. And just, like, keep going enough that you can feel that you've, like, punctured the brain a little bit. Less frenzied, but enough that you're like, no, this thing isn't getting back up.
Yeah.
I've got a sense of how zombies work now. I'm going to make sure this one stays down. And it does. You sort of almost, like, catch it a little bit and lay it down.
Cool. Okay. I'll just shake it off. Turn to everyone else and just be like, okay. What are we doing now?
Come here.
Ooh.
Come here.
Yeah.
You good? You're breathing. Yeah? You're breathing, yeah?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah? You good?
I'm good. I'm worried about you.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Whilst this is going on, Gwendolyn is going over to Dahlia.
She is just shell-shocked. She is, like, she is bawling. She's just crying.
I'm so sorry. I know that was your family, but we need to get somewhere safe. Are we safe in your home?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean... I was just trying to bring him back.
I understand. I know, it must be very difficult to lose your family, but let's make our way into your lodge, and we need to speak quickly. We need to get into the tower.
Is Matrim with you?
No, it's just me. He doesn't know I'm out here.
Is he back in the lodge?
Now is not the time for secrets. Where is your husband?
He's downstairs.
In the folly?
Yeah, in the bunker, yeah.
We need to get in there.
Do you think it's best that we go there now?
No, why do you want to get in there?
I don't, we just want you to be safe.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be anymore.
Well, I tell you what, she'll...
I just mean that it's... I just really wanted to bring them back, give them one last chance of life before the world ends.
Why, what do you mean? What do you know?
What before? What?
Well, it's all ending, isn't it? There's no point
now. We have a way we hope will stop it ending. So if you can get us into the tower, then maybe there's more life for everybody to be had.
Make a persuasion check.
But mostly we just want to take you there.
Make a deception check, Gina.
I will deception check the shit out of this.
No. I'm not the DM.
A 9 for persuasion.
Oh, no.
A 9. She's like, no, it doesn't matter. You try and stop this one, another end will come. I'm just going to stay and die.
Look, okay, my dear, the thing is, there's a horde of dead things coming, and you know that they're coming. And I suggest that you show us how to get into that tower, and I've just cast suggestion.
Ah, oh, nice.
Amazing. Does she have to make a save for it?
She does. Okay, so she has to make a wisdom saving throw against my spell save, which is 13.
She has rolled a 12 altogether.
Yes!
Nice.
So there is a moment that she's crying, but then she's just listening to your very sweet words, and she's like, "Well, there's a few ways in. There's the sewers. There's the password, which is Haven. Or there's this key." And she just pulls the key out of her pocket.
"Because we want to stop the end of the world, what do you think is the safest route for us to go in? Where will we be least detected?"
"Well, I don't know how you're going to save the world by going down there. It's supposed to avoid everything down there. If you're the most subtle way in, I suppose, is the sewers, but..."
"And where would the key lead us?"
"Into the storage room."
"Do you know how close the storage room is to Lady Vondel's study?"
"It's not far. It's the other side."
"Perhaps we could use the key. Would you like to come with us, Dahlia? We need to keep you safe as well."
I don't know.
Gwendolyn puts her arm around Dahlia and is kind of helping usher her towards the hut. Not hut.
The lodge.
Yeah, towards the lodge, yeah.
Juna kind of sandwiches her on the other side to sort of mirror what Gwen's doing.
Uh-huh.
Gwendolyn's been learning from Juna's lovely kind of way of looking after people.
And as you sort of like, yeah, you have to move through the three bodies.
Oh,
as they go past, Juna removes her two daggers from the dead body.
If Gwendolyn can see one of her darts, can she try and get that out, Cheryl?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so she's just like, you know, like patting Dahlia with one hand and then just like kind of grabbing her darts with the other hand.
Yeah, amazing. She's handed the key over to Gaius. So as you approach the lodge, are you going to use the key? Are you just going to go inside and have a sit down for a moment? Or
question before we go inside.
Hmm.
Is the book around anywhere outside? She's been doing the runes on the floor. Was it from the book?
Yes. You probably don't need an investigation check for that. As you like look at the circle that she's like carved into the ground, the book is in the middle of it.
Can I pick up the book?
Yeah.
In a way to not show Dahlia that I've picked up the book.
Yeah. She doesn't seem very aware of what's happening, especially with the suggestion. It's calmed her down a lot.
Pick up the book, slip it into my bag when she's not looking.
Do I see Oren do it?
Yeah, probably. Like, he's being subtle enough that Dahlia is...
I just shoot him a little wink.
I'll wink back. Yeah, I'm just keeping it from Dahlia. I'm not keeping it from everyone else.
June is very proud of Oren.
Yeah, what's your next step?
Should we go in and gather ourselves quickly and try and come up with a plan? If we go in through the storage room and we can get instructions from Dahlia where the arcane study is, then that might be the best route. But if anybody has any other suggestions, I'm open.
Okay, so we can use the key to get into the bunker, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds like the best bet. You're right, Gwen.
I think that's a good idea.
Or she says we can go through the sewers if we want to be quiet-like, but...
The entrance could be far from where we are.
I think we're stealthy enough to just use the key.
Yeah, we know where the entrance is to the sewers. It's back in the town, I think, in that other pub.
It might take too long to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that town might be about to be overrun by undead things.
Yes, time is of the essence.
Key!
Key.
Key.
I thought that was I thought that was one of the ravens then.
Key.
Key.
Key. So Gaius, you have the key.
He has the secret.
Are we just doing this? Are we just going into the
okay, yeah, I will use the key for when we go into the storeroom.
Cool. So are you are you gonna go sit down inside for a moment first?
Oh yes. Is that what we want to do, guys? Do we want to have a short rest or do we go straight in?
Does anybody need a rest or anything?
We don't have time.
Right.
No.
I mean, I could do with a rest just to get some spells back. But the thing is, like Enkidu says, time is of the essence.
Need quite a long nap for that, don't we?
Anyone got 8 hours?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm not sure now's the time for sleep.
I was thinking the cucumbers, the sauna treatment.
I think let's just go in through the storage and see what happens.
Dahlia, will you be able to keep us from anything that might get in our way? If you know, can you come with us and show us the way?
I can direct you a little bit, but I mean, the others won't take a liking to your being down there.
Do you believe us that we're trying to save the world? Because if you do, then perhaps you could distract them whilst we do what we have to do.
Make another persuasion check.
That is a 17.
17. She does sort of, she sits and she nods and she says, I can, if you think you can stop everything, then I'll try and help, but I don't think you'll have a very good job. My lady, she's seen more disasters than you know.
We've got to try.
What do you mean she's seen more disasters than we know?
She's seen loads of futures like you did, Oren.
Or like, you know who did. Seen lots of them.
Yeah.
There's ways of avoiding one end, but then another just comes.
Do you have knowledge of how to avoid one of them? We have one idea, but if it's different to yours, we're willing to hear it.
No, that's why we built that's why the bunker was built, to protect us all.
Why didn't you want to go into the bunker, Dahlia? When everyone else went into the bunker, why didn't you go into the bunker?
I wanted to try to bring my family back. When the gallows cough took him, I was the only one that survived, and, well, it wasn't fair.
There's a lot in life that's not fair, Dahlia, but I think we're your best hope in surviving this yourself. Come on, let's do this. You can do this, Dahlia.
I'll try.
Thank you.
She seems quite sincere. She just seems very, she keeps glancing back towards the bodies of her family, and she's just quite out of it at this point.
Can Juna say to her, Dahlia, those are not the bodies of your family. They died a long time ago, and everything that's happened here today and this morning, they're the same things. Everything that's happened this morning and this evening, they are not your family. Don't look back.
And to add to that, I'm going to take out my short bow and my arrows. I'm going to place them in her hands and say, no matter what future you may think is disastrous for you or how hopeless it seems, the only person who gets a say in what that future is you. And now you have the opportunity to take that power into your own hands. Now is your time to grasp that chance. Come with us and let's put this all to rest.
She just she takes them from you, silently nods, looks at them, strings the quiver of arrows across her shoulder. She still doesn't look necessarily, she's still clearly in shock, but at least she seems a little bit more ready for something to come.
Let's go!
Yeah.
We turn that key.
Cool. So you walk up to the door of the lodge, it being the most obvious door with a keyhole. Insert the key into the lock. It glows warm in your hands, which is interesting for you, Gaius. And as you turn it slowly, this little spiral of arcane energy leaves from the lock itself, right round the frame of the door. Sort of like blues and purplish. And as you open the door, it's not a lodge on the inside. It is a concrete storeroom.
I know we might be about to die, but that is very cool.
You are such a nerd, my friend.
Yeah.
You step inside and it's quite a cool room, this. Immediate thoughts are that it is very big. There are lots of shelves stretching out in all sorts of directions. Your next thought is that very quickly as you enter, Orin, you notice your medicine kit is on the side. And Juna, not far from that, is your herbalism
kit.
Yay!
I'm picking that straight up, yeah.
I reclaim it. I'm getting my kit back.
Yeah.
Do we notice anything else that might be good for healing?
Make an investigation check.
Oh yeah, let's steal from them. Steal from the stealers.
11.
No, interestingly, it does seem to be more utility type things and as well as different types of foods. There's lots of barrels of drinks, there's lots of barrels of foods, there's loads of different pots of things all lined up on shelves, as well as like bits of rope and like planks of wood and all of those kinds of like sets of tools and all of those kinds of things like spread out across this whole room. It's quite a long room, but there are two doors. The other thing is, of course, it is very well lit. It feels like it's daylight in here. Low light, because it's toward the night time, but it is still bright. And there are no candles as far as you can see. But there are two doors, one to your left, and one at the far end in the opposite corner to where you've come in.
Dahlia, which way to the study?
To the left. Or I suppose you could head through the brewery to the workshop and up around that way.
The brewery?
Aye.
That sounds like a good way, Dahlia.
Or you could head round through the corridors, through the sitting rooms to the place.
Is that the left? The left would be through the corridors.
Left is through corridors to the sitting rooms. And the other way is through the wine cellar and the brewery to the workshop and to the corridors that end.
What? Dahlia, why is there a brewery in here?
Well, we didn't know how long we were going to be down here, so we kind of wanted a drink.
Knew it! Uncharacteristically, Inkyd is like... and he calms
down. As simple
down.
As that.
During lockdown, we all wanted a private brewery.
And the workshop, Dahlia, What kind of workshop?
It's for fixing stuff in case anything breaks down here.
Well, that sounds like a slightly more interesting route. Do you think there's less likelihood of us meeting people on that direction?
I don't know. It depends if the boys are having a drink or not. If anything, if they're tinkering away.
You know, I have a small hope. I hope they are enjoying their enjoying a drink. Why don't we venture through that way?
Listen, I'm helping you, but I don't want you hurting these people.
We're not here to hurt the people.
No.
I can assure you I have no intention of hurting anybody unless they try to hurt me.
Daryl making karate chop actions in the background.
Leave Jasana alone, Enkidu.
What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, shit, I don't even know that, do I?
We
don't know that happened. That was different timeline.
That didn't even happen. That's the thing, Enkidu's owed a karate chop.
Dahlia, perhaps if you go ahead of us, and if there is anybody that we'd meet on our way, then you can take them to an alternate place.
Okay, I'll try and clear someone. Which way are you going then?
I think via the brewery and the workshop seems to be the consensus.
Right, give me a moment and I'll try and convince them to leave, if anyone's there.
Can I just lean over to Auron and say, look, okay, that's literally the first time I've ever used that spell, and I think it's like once the thing is done, she helped us get in. I don't know if she's like obliged to carry on under the magic.
So she's acting under her own influence again?
She might be, yeah. And Kido might have spoken to her, and Juno might have spoken to her, but we don't know if she's got the true intentions. I'm just saying.
Here's a question, Gaius. Is the door still open? The homeward door? The magic door?
I suppose, actually, no one mentioned to shut the door, so we're all just stood in front of this open door.
Yep. In front of the door. You've had like a brief little explore and have a look around, but you're still stood in the open door.
Yep. Yep. We are. I wish we weren't, but we are. From the look on your face, I really wish we weren't, but we are.
No, I was just checking in case you...
Close it!
I would have shut it.
I'm just going to go lean back and close that door.
Have you taken the key out?
While we're having this conversation.
Really casually.
Get the key. I feel like we're on the crystal maze.
It's probably too late. That's why you mentioned it.
No, I think when that door shuts, she's going to snap out of it. That's why I think he asked. That's totally metagaming.
Oh, because I'm now in the... Because now literally Guy is in the process of closing
the
door.
Do it. Ignore what I just said. That was... Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Chris metagaming. Chris would have heard that. But Guy obviously didn't. So he's just closed the door behind him.
Cool. Did Gaius take the key out of the door before?
Yeah.
I think Orin wouldn't have let him shut the door without a key, if I'm there.
I just thought I would underline that.
He used the key and then pulled it out.
Yeah.
In Orin's head, he's eyeing up how on earth he gets that key, because he wants the key. So Orin is not letting that key out of his sight.
No, absolutely. That's a precious damn key. Guy would not be losing that at all.
Cool. Yeah, well, in which case, Dahlia is like, so which way? So you want me to go that way? And I'll convince people to get out of the way.
Yes, please, Dahlia.
Oh, great.
We're relying on you.
I'm just going to look a shot at Auron and then look back.
I think keep her in sight.
She sort of nods to Gwendolyn and starts moving away towards the far door.
I think we need to follow
her. I'm just going to look to Enkidu and be like, Enkidu. I'm just going to make the karate chop action that he tries to
kind of like start to follow her, but like at a distance, just like walk slowly. Just, yeah.
Keeping her within earshot.
Within earshot, but at a distance.
Yeah. Not going through the door necessarily.
She gets to the wine cellar sort of brewery door in the opposite corner, and she does a very interesting thing. She stops to listen to see if anyone's inside first, and then opens it slowly, steps through. Closes the door behind her.
Oh.
Don't close the door behind her.
Oh, can I cast Mage Hand to kind of wedge the door?
Make a charisma check to see if you do it fast enough.
7.
No. Unfortunately, yeah, like the Mage Hand just gets there as the door like clicks shut and like almost like grazes it a little bit, but it doesn't stop the door from closing.
Gwendolyn pushes her ear up against the door to hear what's going on.
Make a perception check.
16.
You can hear running.
Shit. Okay, open the door and start running after her.
Yeah, we're running after her, man.
How far away is she?
So she is at the other end of another long room already by this point.
I'm spending a key point to Step of the Wind to go right after her.
Yeah, girl, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, it's about 30 feet away, but there are
big old barrels. There is all of the brewery equipment just laid out in the middle of the room. There's like racks of wine along the sides. And she's reached the other door at the other end and is pulling it open. What's everyone doing?
Can I see her?
Yes, you can all just see her.
I cast Misty Step to like rugby tackle
her. Amazing. So you suddenly appear next to her. And Gwendolyn is like powering through with a step of the wind key step, like rushing over to her. And she is just screaming. Screaming for help.
And I'm going to turn and run back the way we came to go the other way and try and get to the table the other way.
What?
No. No.
There's got to be a plan B, guys.
Oh, God. See Juno there.
We're in for a penny and for a pound, bro.
Orin's running after Juno.
Oh, my God. Cool. This is a
one. No. Why are we splitting the party?
Gaius, what direction are you going in?
What the fuck?
Gaius, having just seen everyone rush off in two directions. Yeah.
Guy's just stamping his feet and just going, we are the worst infiltrators ever.
Orin and Juno, as you rush out into the corridor, to your left it is an open field.
What?
A wide open field, what? As far as you can see. Grass, there's grazing goats, there what? Is Thaddeus. There is Trimped on Thaddeus's back, who sees you. And down in the other direction, as you sort of turn to go, is Jizana and Oskin just sitting in the sitting room.
Oh, this was a terrible idea.
And that's where we'll pick it up next time.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, amazing. Oh,
this is terrible.
This place is massive.
This is terrible.
Strategically, this is the worst position to start with.
But entertainment-wise, I'm having a great time.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, this is great, yeah.
I can't wait to see how we get out of this, if we get out of this.
What is this decision-making?
The level 3 party with our deadliest enemies, great.
Having used up spell slots.
Yeah.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Ben Galpin as Orin, Chris Watts as Gaius, Daryl Bailey as Enkidu, Grace Kelly Miller as Gwendolyn, and Vicky Gaskin as Juna. Original music by David Knight. Please tell your friends, subscribe and follow us on all the social medias. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. On for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.